I'm missing you. I mean, I think that is probably happening all across the land.
The people are missing people?
Yeah, it's like everybody's just like right up on us now.
Yeah.
I think this is too much proximity to our loved ones.
We're going to really like strangers after this?
I already love strangers.
Yeah.
I miss strangers.
You want to have like weird stranger interactions and like stranger conversations?
That's all I do when I go grocery shopping during the pandemic. That's all we all do.
Mm-hmm.
We all go out there and smile at each other
from 6 feet away.
Yeah, we're just like, hey. we just all go out and look longingly at each other. It's like, oh, I used to avoid eye contact with people like you.
Yeah.
But now
you miss them.
Yeah, I miss those people I used to avoid eye contact
with.
Yeah. So the other day I bumped into, shout out to Chris Bruno from Jiu-Jitsu,
mm-hmm.
bumped into him at the grocery store. When we saw each other.
Not physically bumped into him.
When we saw each other, I could see it on him, so I know it happened to him. I could feel it on me, so I know it was happening on me. We both got massive boners. Just instantly. No. But our eyes like just got really big, and we both kind of went towards each other to hug.
Yeah.
And it was as soon as we both like kind of lunged towards each other, just as quickly as we lunged towards, we realized like, we can't.
I know. You see somebody you know and you get all excited and you're like, you over there. Yeah, yeah. I like you.
Yeah, you like put your foot out.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God, it's so good to see you.
That should be the new handshake. Since
bottom
not,
of the foot?
Yeah, never allowed to shake again, but you can touch the bottom. That wouldn't hurt anybody. Except people that can't lift up their foot like that.
Yeah.
But like we're all doing leg lifts at home anyways. Get that right. So we can do that after this.
Yeah, I guess that is a good point. I mean, because when you first said that, I was like, yeah, so now we're going to have people that are at risk for COVID and at risk for saying hi.
Yeah. Like, people are gonna injured with my hi. Yeah.
Yeah. I tried to say hi and my diabetes started acting up. Yeah, that would be... I'll do it. I mean, I can do it.
Yeah.
I can do
it.
Let's do it. I mean, we should all be at home getting jacked anyway.
Yeah.
If this isn't a wake-up call that we need to get healthier as a country,
yeah.
What is going to be that wake-up call?
I don't know.
This is it.
This is it.
This is the wake-up call we need.
Yeah.
Let's get home and fucking do some air squats, people. Like, I don't want to see you complaining. Like, oh my God, I'm just nervous because I'm fat and I feel like people are going to be judging me and thinking that I'm unhealthy and at risk. It's like, you are, and stop it. Fix it. Now's the time to fix it.
Yeah, there's so much free fitness out there for you.
Yeah. No, like this is the one time where you can lose a massive amount of weight while you're away from people,
mm-hmm.
and then go back and people won't think you have AIDS.
That's what people think every other time.
That's when I see people that were morbidly obese.
Yeah.
And then they lose a lot of weight and they have that sagging skin.
That's what you think.
I'm like, look at this AIDS patient over here. Looks like somebody lost their weight and found their AIDS. Oh, man. Just get it off. Just get it off. Yeah. So I'm ready to get back to, you know, missing you and dealing with strangers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you can appreciate me more? Do strangers make you appreciate me?
I don't know. I wonder, does what make me appreciate?
Strangers.
The strangers make me appreciate you. Let me think about that. Can I get back to you on that one? I'll get back to you by the end of this episode.
Okay.
All right. But. I don't know what I am appreciating now that this is the case. Are you appreciating something?
Oh, I get to spend so much more time with the kids. Like, I really enjoy that.
I mean,
if you want a real answer, like, yeah.
I know, but that's expected from a woman. You know what's happening to me?
What?
I'm having to spend more time with the kids. This isn't how men are supposed to be, right? Traditionally, men have to leave.
Yeah. Go fight
and go
the
start
war.
A new family.
We're not infected. You only leave us if we get infected.
No. Traditionally and historically, men leave the family to ensure that his firstborn son becomes a man.
Well, you're not a tiger. What are you talking about?
You can't become a man with another man in the house taking up all the room for being a man.
Don't we just send the son out? Like, aren't we just supposed to send them out of the house earlier? Why are you trying to abandon me?
I'm not going to abandon you. I'm not a traditional man.
Yeah.
I'm not. We're a very non-traditional family.
Yeah, but I feel like you're longing for this. Stop longing for it.
No, I don't long for to be traditional. I long to be.
You want to go on your little adventure, though. You want to go on a little quest? Call it a quest. You want to go on it?
Yeah, I go to the grocery store during the pandemic. That is my quest.
That is your quest.
That's my quest. I have a daily to every other daily quest.
Don't tell people that. We're not supposed to be going to the grocery store that often.
I was at the grocery store recently. Quote recently. And so now when you go out to the stores, more people are in masks.
Yes.
And you get people looking at you with these judgmental looks like, why are you not in a mask? And you kind of see people with masks on engaging with each other as if they're some secret group.
Oh, yeah. They're you know? Better than everybody else.
Now they're the people on Harley Davidson's passing each other in the night doing that secret wave.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then the non-mask people are getting like they're looking at each other and like, you know?
Yeah.
So now I'm just walking through the grocery stores with a fucking chip on my shoulder.
Yeah.
Like everybody I see with a mask on, I'm looking at them like, yeah, do something about it, pussy. Do something. You know?
I
need to fight something. I need to, man. I need to get into an altercation, a verbal altercation with a stranger.
Stop it, Sydney. Stop it. This is your challenge for the quarantine. You have to go through the whole thing without getting in a verbal altercation. Can you do it?
I do not even accept that challenge. I have been trying so hard.
Nobody will engage.
No one will fight me. Look, we're standing 6 feet away. Why can't we yell at each other? Come on. Goodness. I don't like your attitude and you don't like mine. Come on. it's tough out there for a rebellious I'm not a pimp. I mean, it's tough out there. It's tough out there for me.
Yeah.
I'm having a difficult time.
When I see people in masks do rude things, it irks me hard.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's coming, things, right?
Yeah.
It's coming because everybody wearing a mask kind of convinces themselves that they're helping society.
Yeah, they think they're better than me. And now they're like parking their car in the middle of the road doing weird, you know, like, yeah. It's like, come on now. You're not better than me.
Yeah, and they're like, but I got the mask on.
Yeah.
And like, basically, this mask is my hazard lights. So yeah. I can park my car anywhere I want to.
Ugh.
You guys probably didn't read all the government handlines, the government guidelines on the masks.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it is.
Or like we were outside out front of the house yesterday, and you know, we look like a lot of people when we're out there.
Yeah.
And I feel like people driving by in their cars were giving us looks like, oh, that's too many people. Like they're on the side, you know, because like sometimes people were walking by too. They're wearing masks and they like weren't stopping at the stop signs. They're like speeding through the residential roads.
Yeah.
Like,
that is crushing me. I saw somebody make a left on red the other day.
Yeah.
Like what the hell is that about?
I don't know. I thought like, that was
not,
the end.
Yeah. Right. We're not there.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Do you know why? You know, back in the day when they had the other plagues in Europe, like the historic plagues, and there was the doctor and he had that mask that had the beak
the bird
on it.
Beak?
Yeah. Do you know why they did that?
So that they could smell their own ass.
No.
Yeah.
They did it because they used to think that they didn't understand germs and bacteria and everything back then. So they used to think that the reason you were sick is because your fluids in your body had an unbalance that had to do with like bad smells or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so that if you pumped enough good smells into you, like you wouldn't get sick. So they filled those noses, those beaks with like everything, like all the smells you could put in there. And that was supposed to keep them healthy.
Dude, that's how gassy we were as a human race.
Like, just all the time. You smell so bad. That's why you're sick.
It's like, oh my God.
But they probably noticed that, like, the people that stunk worst were, like, sick more.
Well, yeah, I mean, not to, like, beleaguer the point, but it was probably the morbidly obese.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if this is a fact, because every time I know that a fat person has shit, I evacuate the building. But I'm pretty sure fat people's shit smells worse.
Well, there weren't even that many of them back then. Like, nobody, like, it was only the rich people were fat back then, right?
I don't know if that's the case.
Yeah.
I just know that it was considered opulence.
Yeah.
To be I don't know about that characterization of obesity throughout history.
Sure, a lot of paintings of obese people.
Yeah, but again,
the only rich people
they had
painted.
All the food.
Yeah.
They had all of the everything.
Yeah.
You know, while everybody else was like starving.
Yeah.
So it was like, I mean, you're eating foie gras. Right?
Yeah.
And then the peasants are eating grass. <You know?
laughs> But like, think about how hard it would be. Because if you were like, you're the wealthy people, like other people are making you food. The food's always available. Like the kitchen's always open. So it's like you're on, I haven't been on a cruise, but it's like you're on a cruise 24/7, right? I would get chunky too. If there was just like delicious food, like I was just walking by it all the time. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll have some.
Wait, so you think if we go on a cruise, you're going to get fat?
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm never going on a cruise. After all this, please no.
Yeah. I guess being a royal is kind of like being on a cruise. I don't know.
That's how it is in my head.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
I think back then, especially.
Yeah.
You know, it was. Yeah. Man. Now I'm curious. Now I'm curious about how many other fat people existed back then, because I'm sick and tired of, so recently you have people, especially with the fact that COVID is taking out old people and obese people, right?
Yeah.
So now you have another movement.
And black people.
And, well,
don't leave them out.
Obese.
That's racist.
Obese old people are black. If you're morbidly obese, when you get to a certain age, you're just black. From that point on,
it just happens.
Like everything that you, however you think black people get treated in society, that's how you now get treated. All of the bad, none of the good. You don't get to play basketball.
Yeah, diabetes is coming for you.
It's coming. It's coming. But no, it's like, so that characterization. You're hearing it again. You're hearing people say, "Well." The fact that people look at fat as something bad or unhealthy is basically a modern social construct that we invented here in America, and it's not true. And a lot of other cultures see fat as a sign of opulence.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, okay, but opulence isn't a good thing either, right? Like too much opulence
yeah.
is a bad thing?
Yeah.
So what are we even talking about?
I don't know.
Just stop being fucking fat.
Yeah, it's a strange argument.
It's a strange argument.
Yeah.
It's like, so you're telling me your knees don't hurt?
Yeah.
So your knees do hurt, but not because you're fat? Like, what are we talking about? Like, I was hoping that a more honest conversation about obesity was going to happen because of this.
And you're not getting it yet, huh?
It's not. I don't think it's going to happen.
We're not ready for that yet.
No. Too much. There's too much accountability around it.
Yeah.
And I don't think America is trying to be accountable right now.
Have we had any honest conversations come out of this?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I mean, we can't even call it the Wuhan flu because that's racist.
Mm-hmm.
And it came from Wuhan. So I don't know.
Why are you saying Wuhan like that?
Wuhan. Wuhan. Yeah. No, I would like to have some more honest conversations. They're not really coming out there. I don't know, man. It's just like everything. This is the other thing. We got too much time to nitpick at each other for the way that we are.
Yeah.
Right? So you saw, I don't know if you heard about it, but Dwayne Wade, his son is transgendering.
Right.
Right. And recently Halle Berry posted a picture or a video or Instagram, something of one of her sons wearing high heels.
Uh-huh.
And the world flipped the fuck out.
In what way?
They were like, no, Halle Berry, don't do it. Please don't become one of them. You know, it's like, dude, calm the fuck down.
Yeah.
He's just wearing high heels. It's like you've never dressed up in your parents' garb as a kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Especially Halle Berry. She is
Everybody wants to be Halle Berry. Is that what you're telling us?
Every time I cross dress, it's to be Halle Berry.
Really? Like,
I'm never.
It's like, white people, black people, anybody. We all want to be Halle Berry.
Yeah.
Best Catwoman ever. Get over it.
Yeah, she was the best Catwoman ever, but her worst Catwoman movie was the worst movie yeah. ever. So
yeah.
It's a push. Yeah. It's like, so we don't mention it. Yeah, but I don't know. It's like if you're I don't care what your dad is, right? If you're Halle Berry, your kids want to
be you.
That's it. It's it. Your yeah. kids want to be you. Like if you're Cameron Diaz,
yeah,
you know your kids are probably gonna want to be you. If you're
Jennifer Lopez,
Jennifer. Not so much.
Halle Gloria Berry. Stefan. This is a weird list of people that are coming to my head.
Yeah, you're basically. You said Jennifer Lopez, and now you're just doing different versions of Jennifer Lopez. You're like, all right, you don't like that one. Maybe that version is too hood. How about the Gloria Estefan version of Jennifer Lopez? Does that work for you? Do you want to be her?
Yeah.
Do you want to be her when you grow up? Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but the bottom line is it makes sense to me.
Yeah.
It makes sense to me. When I was a kid growing up with a single mom who was out there winning street fights all the time, I thought she was cool. I went into her closet and I wore her feather boa. I wore a feather boa. I put on some high heels with it.
Yeah.
You don't see me doing that all the time.
Not all the time.
Yeah, but what's it going to hurt? I mean, did you ever dress up like your dad when you were a little kid? You ever like go into his closet and put on a tie?
No. I stole his bell bottoms when I got to high school. Like he had his old 70s bell bottoms and I took them and wore them.
You could fit them?
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense to me. Because like when your dad's over 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
When I met you, you were not.
Still growing.
Yeah, you were about 5'7" when I met you. And so if you wore his bell bottoms, like I don't know. Bell bottoms were pretty tight though.
They were pretty tight. And they were stretchy. So like they unstretched and you know, they were a little baggy on me. Like I could roll up the top, but they were cool still.
All right. But yeah, I mean it's yeah, why can't you? You can do that.
Yeah.
You can do a little dress up.
Yeah.
A little dress up never hurt anybody.
No.
You know? That's but yeah, now we're all up in each other's businesses from a distance.
Yeah.
It's just weird.
Yeah.
Just living in a weird time.
It is a weird time. Do you feel like you've gotten closer to the people that you've stayed in contact or you've had contact with during this? I feel like I've gotten closer to some people. Like
Well, I will say that there are some people that I would like to talk to more often, but because of our conflicting schedules, it's kind of hard to muster a time for us to sit down and talk.
Yeah.
Now I just call them whenever I want to, and they're pretty much available.
Yeah.
You know, and they call me whenever they feel like it, I'm available.
Yeah.
So I do like that. Like, nobody has anything to do, which is also kind of shitty because, like, we don't have excuses for anything.
Then you run into your friends that are still working, and you're like, ooh. I don't know what it's like to be you right now.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an interesting one.
You're essential. I'm not.
Yeah. So please stay away from me.
Yeah. You're out in the world,
yeah,
huh?
You are. You're out there. Yeah. No, essential people are gross right now.
Yeah.
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 The essentials. Ugh. Yuck.
Yeah.
Could you imagine being essential right now?
I would not like it.
Man, I'm so glad I went into stand-up comedy. I'm so glad that I spent a decade and a half becoming non-essential.
Yeah, you worked hard at it.
It's the best thing I ever did. It's the most important thing I've ever did for this relationship, uh-huh. was becoming non-essential.
Yeah, if you were out there being essential right now, that would be hard, like if one of you is essential and one of you isn't.
I think that's probably the case in most houses.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know, because a lot of people, like a lot of women who have jobs are in the healthcare industry.
Yeah. Or teachers. And I guess teachers are still working.
Yeah. Hard. Teachers are still working. Not going into buildings, but they're working, right?
Yeah.
So they're kind of essential.
Yeah.
What else is essential? I don't know. It's just
the scientists.
Scientists? I don't even know what the fuck a scientist is anymore. Like, that's one thing that I'm realizing during this pandemic is that scientist is just a word. I don't think anybody actually is a scientist.
No.
It's all horseshit.
If you go into work and you put on a white lab coat and goggles, you're a scientist.
I think that's all it takes. I don't think you need a degree. I think you need a lab coat, goggles, and Facebook. That's all you need. That's all you need. Access to the internet, and you're a scientist.
Yeah, but scientists are going to save us from this, too. Can't disrespect them.
I'm gonna disrespect anybody I want. That's nothing.
Just because you want to fight.
Well, it's just pissing me off that that's what we're it's like we're not gonna suddenly be not human, right? It's not gonna be like. And now after this, I hope you realize how important healthcare workers are, and I hope we pay them more. It's like, okay, I'm glad you hope that.
Yeah.
But how are we going to pay them more? Like, where's that money?
We don't have jobs.
You know what I mean? It's like, where's it coming from? Where's the money coming from?
We're non-essential.
Like, I hope people realize now that the teachers were not lying on your kids and they actually are assholes.
I hate that one.
Yeah, it's like, I get it. Like, I'm not saying they're not assholes. What I'm saying is you should be doing a better job of stopping it at your job. You know, I'm doing what I can here.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear your shit.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear your shit. Don't tell me your kid is a problem. I know my kid's a fucking problem.
That's why we send him away.
I know he's a problem. I don't want to hear. Don't complain about how hard your job is. I don't want to hear how hard your job is.
Yeah. What did you think we were going to go into? Work with a bunch of 9-year-old boys. What did you think it was going to be like?
Yeah. I'm sorry that your dream is dumb. Okay?
Yeah.
Now fix my kid, you asshole. Yeah, I said you're not suddenly... Because I think more, it's more likely that people are realizing, man, teachers are useless. It's like, I can do this. it's insane. Yeah, teachers are fucking useless.
How dare you? I didn't co-sign that.
Yeah, not all teachers, just the ones that complain.
Yeah, I'll co-sign that.
If you have ever complained about how hard your job is because of the kids, you fucking suck as a teacher. That's all it is. It's only the kids.
It would be so much better if there was no kids there.
Yeah. That's like, you know, a trucker complaining about traffic.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man, the traffic sucks. Like, dude, that's your fucking job. I don't care.
Yeah.
Stop talking to me about that.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear.
Unless you're like the ice road truckers.
I mean, but even then, it's like, I mean, don't complain about it, but tell me what it's like. You know?
Yeah.
I'm curious.
Yeah.
But I just don't like hearing people complain about how hard their job is.
Yeah.
Get another fucking job. Mm. How about that? Mm. How about you get a job that's not at a school where you don't get to take breaks every 45 minutes? Where you know, every time class changes, they get to chill. They get lunch breaks. They get recess.
Ooh, Sydney's getting hate mail right now.
Yeah, give it to me. Give it. I need hate something mail. To do. Send me hate mail so I have something to read. And it better not have any fucking grammatical issues in it, you teachers, you useless fucking teachers. Come at me. I do. I need to fight. I need to fight.
You do.
I'm picking fights with people that I used to respect.
You do. This is what the
health workers and teachers.
Actually, you're going to be fighting the elderly.
I never respected them. I'm always willing to fight the elderly. It's, yeah. Episode 117, right? 117?
Sounds good.
Oh, that's not how that works, Ansley.
Why not? There's no more rules.
There are no more rules. Episode 3005. Let's do it. This is what it is. Yeah. I think for a short episode, right? This is just a short episode. This is our midweek shorty.
Mm-hmm.
I hope this episode finds you in good health.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that you're spending your pandemic getting fit, getting ready for this new foot-to-foot handshake that we're going to be doing once this thing is all done. And what else? Is there anything else you wanted to get out of there? Get out before we end this short episode?
No, that's it. I just keep thinking about like when the pandemic ends, how much hugging is going to be going on and like people in tiny spaces all together.
Yeah, I think the pandemic is, when the pandemic ends, I think there is going to be an exponential escalation in cheating.
Swingers? Oh, cheating? No, swingers. I think everybody's going to be on board with it. We're all just going to be loose with it.
Oh, I will be the first one to say I'm not on board with it. I am not on board with it. But yeah, you're right. It might swingers might explode.
Yeah.
It might explode. It's just like accidental.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, oh my God, I haven't seen you in so long.
Let me see your holes.
Yeah. It's like, I'm sorry. I don't mean to be grabbing your butt. I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
It's happening. This it's like a rubber band. Like we were forced to be 6 feet away.
Yeah.
And now everybody is going to be like inside each other. We go just like walking down the street. You just see a line of people just inside each other.
Waiting to go in the grocery store. It's just like human centipede all over the place.
Yeah.
Man, I hope the arts explode after this is all over. I hope that
Well, I mean, it should be exploding now.
Should be
like the arts should be exploding now, but I guess it's the performance arts are gonna have to wait because we need a gathering.
Yeah,
but we'll see. I think there's gonna be. I'm looking forward to seeing how we all interact with each other when this is over.
Yeah,
like I do. I hope it's gonna be
a lot more fighting on the street for Sydney. Yelling.
Oh, I hope so. Dude, think about how many people are gonna fight each other. Just to give each other that fight.
Yeah.
You know, it's like.
You're going to see the glint in the other guy's eye. You guys are going to drop all your shit.
It's like, yeah, you want some? It's like, oh my God, thank you. I do. You want some? You do? Oh my God, let's have some. How about the two of us have some, please? Do you want to have some with us too? Yeah, that's going to be fun.
Yeah. That's you think cheating's going to go crazy? You think everyone's just
going to
like.
Well, I'm back and forth now. But again, I don't know if it's going to be intentional cheating. I think it's just going to
be loose holes and loose parts.
Again, like when I bumped into Chris Bruno at the grocery store, like we saw each other, eyes got big, our boners got big, and we almost hugged each other,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We didn't hug each other because it was wrong. It was against the pandemic order.
Yeah.
Right.
But if you could hug.
And then when we were leaving each other. Because we didn't know how to leave each other without physical contact. It was weird. Like, so we're trying to leave because we're used to fighting each other at jiu-jitsu. And then like we hug. It's like good fight. Good, you know. So when we were leaving, we fist bumped each other.
Oh, you did.
Yeah, we did. We fist bumped each other.
Ooh.
And I'm not going to lie.
You got another boner?
It did. It felt so good to fist bump a man.
Yeah.
It was like my fist bump was a direct correlation with my boner.
Yeah.
it was basically boner bumping.
Yeah.
We boner bumped. Because I don't know if he had a boner as well.
You're just putting it out there like he did.
I just know I did.
Yeah.
Because we can't ask each other about each other's boners in that moment because that's when you start getting into the gay area.
Gotcha,
it's
gotcha.
No longer black or white. You're in a gay area now, dude. Yeah, it felt like it was weird because the sensation of knuckle on knuckle to feel so comforting.
Man, imagine the first time we get to go back and grapple. It's going to be crazy. Everyone's just going to be like, just going to stop and like lay on top of each other.
I know. It's
like,
just
gonna
be
gotcha.
Like, it's just going to be all spooning and keys.
First lesson back is the spoon.
It's like high five, fist bump, spoon. 5 minute bell goes off. You look at another person. You want to go? Nah, I told Mike I was going to get him next. I can get you after, though.
Big spoon or little spoon?
That's the fight.
Yeah.
The fight is to see who gets to be the big spoon and the little spoon. Yeah. That's what jiu-jitsu is going to become.
Yeah.
You would have to have two people that both want to be the same spoon. Right?
Yeah, to have a good fight.
The fight that I want to see is when both people want to be the little spoon.
Yeah, that's
the fight.
Who's getting in the hole, like backing in there, spreading the other person up.
We learn, man, that would be, I'm going to learn how to little spoon people. That's going to be my pandemic quest, to come out of this with the ability to little spoon anyone. anyone in the street.
Do they just have to take your back?
I want to be able to little spoon somebody if they have a knife. I want to be able to little spoon somebody if they're taller, if they're faster, if they're stronger.
They're smaller. That's the challenging one.
Yeah. Because that's the thing, though. You got to little spoon somebody who also wants to be the little spoon. So it's like, they're not going to want to take your back. They're trying to also be little spoon.
Yeah, true, true.
Yeah.
Coming at each other with a butt.
I think we found our purpose in this pandemic.
Yeah, a little spoon.
It's a little spoon the fuck out of
Let's
people.
Let's go have a little spoon combat.
Yeah. Yeah. That is what I'm going to do. As soon as this pandemic is over, when people reach in for a hug, I'm just going to pivot and little spoon them. Just drape them over top of me.
Gotcha.
And they're gonna be like, what are you doing? Oh, my God, this feels so good. Oh, my God, I don't know why this is happening, but don't stop. I know this is wrong, but I don't want to be right now. Oh, man. That's awesome. All right, so let that be known. If I bump into anybody else from jiu-jitsu, I am little spooning the shit out of you. If I bump into you and you acknowledge to me that you know me from either stand-up comedy or from listening to this podcast, or if you even look twice, I'm little spooning you. I'm just going to little spoon. Oh, I can't wait till this is over.
Yeah.
I can't wait till this is over. I've been looking for a purpose this whole entire time. We've been working on footwork too.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, it's like you better be in your house working out right now. You better be getting ready.
You better be getting ready.
Dude, I'm putting my backside on your front side. Oh my gosh. All right. I think we're good. I think we got something out of this. Shorty. Episode 117. I mean 3005.
Right.
So thank you for listening. As again, like always, this is the short episode, so we're not going to do shout outs other than, we shout out Chris Bruno because I saw him in a grocery store.
And you took him to the gay area.
Yeah, I took him to the gay area. took him to the gay area a little bit. He's lucky. He's lucky I didn't have this information.
Yeah. Well, you can't little spoon people yet.
Could you imagine us getting arrested for a little spooning? In the cereal aisle trying to little spoon each other. Man. Oh my God! I dare a cop try to come arrest me for that. I'll little spoon him.
You can jump in the front seat with him.
Run from me! Chasing cops with your butt. Just like, get over here! Get over here, officer!
When he goes to put the handcuffs on you, handcuff him in front of the seat. Big spoon you.
Oh, that would be awesome! That would be awesome. Oh my God, that would be incredible. So thank you so much for listening. Get out there, little spoon as many people as you can.
Start with your family now.
Yes, do it now. Get good at it so that when this pandemic is over, man, I want to see you out there swiveling those hips. I want it. I want to see it. All right, thank you for listening. We love you. Stay safe during this pandemic. Get your little spoon hips right.
Goodbye. Sure.